Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
With us today is Mitchell Smith, CEO and President of Global Energy Metals Corp, which is a company focused on high-quality cobalt assets. Good day, Mitchell. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Not too bad. It's been a while since we last spoke, and it seems that your company has had an exciting past 6 months. So do you think you can give us a bit of an update?
Definitely, yeah. Thank you very much again for having us on here today. In what's been a challenging market, we've been very active in advancing our various project initiatives and really strengthening our understanding of these core battery mineral assets. I definitely applaud the team that's been involved for the progress made over the past several months. As for an update, we've commenced an exploration program to better understand the potential of our Nevada-based cobalt, nickel, and copper properties. And that's included a UAV MAG airborne drone surveying and orthophoto digital modeling. We've done some underground and sampling and mapping that's never been done before, and field work, all in preparation for a second phase program. We formed a partnership with Canada Cobalt Works and acquired the right to use their Re2Ox technology. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Re2Ox, it skips the normal smelting process to achieve exceptionally high recovery rates for cobalt, nickel, and copper, while also removing 99% of arsenic, expanding the potential of what we believe the Lovelock mine offers, and potentially creating battery-grade cobalt sulfate. In speaking to Lovelock, we also increased our land position area there, contiguous to our current holdings, building a very strong footprint in Nevada, which has been voted the best mining jurisdiction for investment. We also completed a transformational acquisition by taking 100% ownership of our flagship Millennium project, along with two highly prospective projects in Mount Isa, the Mount Dorothy and Cobalt Ridge projects, all of which are in Queensland, Australia. We've also reiterated the potential of Millennium by filing a technical report on Millennium, highlighting the upside opportunity and the resource expansion potential. This has also led to a partnership with Pierre Cobalt Blue to investigate cobalt copper gold recovery for Millennium with studies ongoing. So from all of this, we've tried to make it abundantly clear that we're not just a cobalt company, but a battery minerals company, one that's focused on providing the much needed exposure to the growing energy storage and vehicle electrification sectors.
Right. And it seems with all that you've been able to accomplish, your stock price is lagging behind. So do you think you can give us a bit of insight into why that is?
Sure. And I think there's a few reasons for that. We had some selling post our financing in spring of this year that seemed determined to move out their position. Added to that was a general seemingly disinterest from the market regarding battery metals and more specifically cobalt, which we believe is unfounded. However, we've seen recently that the Glencore announcement of a cessation in cobalt production out of their Congolese property, which accounts for nearly a fifth of the world's supply, seems to have sparked a little bit more of a jump in the cobalt prices since then. In fact, cobalt prices are up over 35% since that announcement. And with recent material lockup agreements, a questioned supply, and a strong demand, especially from the EV sector, we see an enormous investment opportunity in the cobalt and battery mineral sector. You know, saying all that, we now feel that we've consolidated much of that selling. Regardless, we continue to advance on our milestones in the interest of existing and new shareholders.
Talking about stock prices, the company trades in both the TSX Venture Exchange and the OTC markets. Does it provide a degree of governance for your UK investors?
Yeah, the TSX and the OTC are both very strong platforms. TSX obviously is home to the majority of the world's junior mining companies. We believe the regulatory bureaucracy that we feel can sometimes handcuff us as a company. But it does provide a superior level of comfort and security to all of our investors, regardless of where they're located. Though we realize that the time difference can pose an inconvenience for our UK investors, we strongly believe that the oversight provided by market institutions like the TSX and OTC benefited us all.
Okay. And you were recently invited to partake in a Canadian government-led trade and investment mission to South Korea. Can you tell us how that came about and how the company was received?
Yeah, for sure. Importantly for our sector, Korea is an auto manufacturing and high-tech hub. Industries that rely on critical minerals such as rare earth elements and battery metals like lithium, cobalt, graphite, and nickel. Because of all of this, Korea is a very attractive market, and they are active in seeking to secure global value chains for these critical minerals. In order to reduce their reliance on imports from non-market economies. Our Canadian government realizes this, and because of the free trade agreement in place, organized this trade and investment summit. In this context, through this government-sponsored mission, it allowed Global Energy Metals to position itself as a near-term solution to Korea's challenges and gaps in securing a safe supply of critical metals needed to fuel growth in its domestic industries, including energy storage and vehicle electrification. I'd say our messaging was very well received, and from it has actually come several ongoing conversations with some of the world's largest battery cathode manufacturers. In fact, we're working with a group right now that's providing support to entice investment into our company, so that we can bring the potential of our projects to fruition. So certainly stay tuned for more information on that.
Okay, and on top of that, I understand you were also recently invited to speak at the CRU Rhinotes Ferroalloys 2019 conference. Can you describe the overall feeling towards the battery metal sector, both worldwide and also within the US?
Yes, it was an honor to be asked back again this year by the CRU and to present my view and the company's view on the cobalt market, specifically in the context of batteries and energy storage. The US has really woken up to the fact that many of its minerals critical to its national economic well-being and military well-being are being challenged by competing countries. Because of this, initiatives are being made to incentivize growth in the EV space. In fact, yesterday the Democrats announced a $462 billion initiative to electrify its nation if elected next November. So they're moving in the right direction. What's missing, however, and what I really emphasized during my presentation was the biggest of all the roadblocks in the supply chain for battery minerals, and that is investment and capital market support that's very much needed to source, develop and produce a domestic supply of these critical minerals. Cobalt very much being high on that list.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier about the drone surveying and the orthophoto digital modeling you've been conducting in Nevada. It's kind of a new technology. Can you give us a bit of information about what you're doing?
It's really been a fascinating process, and right from the start with the orthophoto digital surface modeling works and the pictures and the imaging are so detailed and provide a fantastic view and demonstrate the overall size of the project, which has never been explored during modern time. The UAV and MAG system uses sensors flown under a drone hexacopter, and it's flown at really slow speeds and low altitudes, and again, it's able to capture magnetic data at an incredibly high accuracy and resolution. It's right down to a few centimeters. Best part is this new technology is much less expensive than traditional surveys of this type. So, it really feeds to our budget and still provides a very good overview of the opportunity, both at surface and below at Lovelock.
You've been actively involved in the EV battery metal space for over a decade. What differences can you describe from the current environment as opposed to when you first started in it?
Yeah, when I first started exploring cobalt and the overall markets, it was very much dominated by the metal application. So cobalt's used both on a metal side and a chemical side, and its use as a chemical in battery cathodes was minimal, and growth in that segment was very much theoretical. Mobile phones, laptops, tablets, etc., they weren't as prevalent as they are today. EVs were definitely the thing of the future. Well, that future is now. Cobalt's use in batteries has well surpassed that of its application in metal form. And this year we witnessed the use of cobalt used in battery-powered vehicles past that of portable electronics. So it's, you know, it's astonishing, really. And fortunately for companies like us, for Global Energy Metals, the demand for cobalt has a very bright future and will require new supply to be discovered and come online if this move to a greener economy is to continue.
Thanks for that. And the final question I'm going to ask is one that investors always like, and that's going to be, what is the company looking forward to over the course of its next stage of development?
So we built this company for our stakeholders. It's a company that provides investors and partners with the much needed exposure to the overall electrification thesis. It's a company that, through the development of a diversified portfolio of strategic battery mineral projects, is focused on becoming a supply chain solution to safe and reliable cobalt for downstream partners. You know, our investors are going to see ongoing announcements surrounding our continued programs in Nevada and further developments on Millennium, which we believe is one of the most exciting scalable primary cobalt projects in the industry. You know, lithium-ion batteries are at the heart of the current and future energy transition. Batteries that are powered by cobalt. It's an investable mineral critical for the future of the e-mobility revolution. To get exposure to that battery and energy storage opportunity, which is maybe the biggest investment growth opportunity there is at the moment, one needs to look at the companies providing the metals critical to that space. Global Energy offers that exposure at a basement level entry cost. You know, I think our investors should really be looking at us right now. You know, at under 5 cents, it's like I said, it's a basement level opportunity.
And you've always sounded passionate about it. Thanks again for your time, Mitchell, and look forward to chatting to you again soon in the future.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to providing an update in the very near future.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.